Welcome to the Awakener Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Awakener. I am very glad to be with you today. We have a great show for you. I'm with The Insider. We're going to talk about all the latest things that are happening in the world. It's going to be very exciting. So what is happening is very, very complicated. So as you learned in The Insider Podcast and the various things we talk about, it's more than just that. It's more than just a debate. It's more than just about a housing crisis. It's more than about climate change. It's more than all these things combined. It's actually a war over control of this planet. There are two imperialistic forces at war with each other right now, covertly, that you can't notice, and that is the imperialistic Western world and the imperialistic communist conspiracy that are both engaged in a fight for control of this planet. Now, once you understand that, and you understand that it's actually a war, you can literally predict and see everything they're doing. This is what we talk about on this podcast, and if you go to theawakener.ca, you can see it all in grand detail. And we actually, Insider, are in the most interesting time. So we've been talking about in this podcast for quite some time, highlighting how there's probably two congruent investigations that are going on. One with Trump that is likely appears real, but it's not real, which means that it's going to manifest basically, I think, in not too much. But what is really happening, the real investigations beneath the scene are actually involving Barack Obama. So to explain it, it's very complicated and you have to pay attention, but we believe that this was a result of a civil war that was starting under Barack Obama's presidency. Now, there is a video that's going along on YouTube right now and Instagram all over where Joe Biden and Barack Obama were talking about how they were like completely against gay marriage. They only thought that marriage was between a man and a woman, all this stuff. Now, what you need to do to understand something is that Barack Obama basically won that election in 2008, and he was elected to the presidency in 2009 based on that he was a conservative. He seemed like he was a conservative. He was against gay marriage, but once he got into office, he was the elected communist plant, and he went right away to his unveiling of what his secret agenda really is. That is making America sick and having a complete sellout for the various stages that I've highlighted in the Awakener podcast. So what is actually really happening is that Trump was the first placeholder to counter Barack Obama's presidency and what he was going to pin on Hillary. Him and Biden were going to pin on Hillary. And we've detailed this so much on the website. And if you study it, you'll realize that Barack Obama actually got caught because he was sloppy during his time in office, and he set up what is called, like, there was a leak in the system, which we believe came from Kim Jong-un's half-brother, who was killed, and notifying the DIA that the U.S. uranium had arrived on, North Korean soil, which set out a huge investigation into how on earth there was a leak, because you have to remember that uranium cannot be shipped from America to North Korea. This set up an entire secret covert investigation, which came to Patrick Ho, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, and then obviously the surveilling of Joe Biden, Hillary, and Barack Obama, and that is where we are today. So these investigations, I'm almost done, are now actively in pursuit, and various people, based on these investigations, have abandoned ship and are working covertly, although they don't seem to, with the good guys. And we'll explain it all in this podcast. All right, Insider, what's your latest take on the U.S.? Joe Biden, number one, his mental health.
So I'm conflicted because...
Hold on, it's worse.
Okay.
It's worse.
Okay.
You agree it's worse, right?
It's worse than what?
His mental health. Like, he's just...
I don't know if he's faking it.
You know, Rocco's looking at me right now. Rocco, he's worse, right? He has some issue going on.
He's aging.
It's worse than when he first started.
Yeah, clearly it's...
So what's happening is very simple. Joe Biden is acting right now because what he's trying to set aside is before his son is indicted or he is indicted, he's acting like he basically has a mental incapacity.
He's like one of those mafia dons that pretend that they're...
You cannot prosecute me because I am just not mentally fit.
I'm not mentally fit.
And the closer we get to prosecution, the more he's being mentally...
Erratic. Yeah.
To save himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what is really interesting, and I'll let you speak in a second, is how everything relates to Justin Trudeau, how everything relates to his presidency, everything relates to the next election. And once you understand it, you can kind of get a sense of what their next moves are going to be. So let's talk about those moves. So the Insider, what's the latest on Trudeau?
So there's a few things with Trudeau. I mean, we were just talking on my podcast about the two Chinese scientists that were escorted out of Canada with CSIS, and Trudeau is blocking any investigation, and has been for the last 2 years, blocking any investigation. Why were these two Chinese scientists at Canada's only level four lab in Winnipeg kicked out of the country? What were they working on? Who were their real bosses? How much did Trudeau know?
Everything.
Right, exactly. And did it have any impact as to the release of COVID? Did their research, was it used in the Wuhan Institute of Virology for releasing COVID? So there's a lot of things that he refuses to answer or allow the parliament to investigate.
Okay, so first things first, is Trudeau polling really horribly right now?
Oh, so that's another thing. So Trudeau is polling so horribly right now that he potentially would go in third place from a first place position. Well, he really was in second place because the Conservatives had more popular vote. So he would definitely lose seats.
But based on the polls, if the Conservatives won today, based on the current polls this week, they would get the largest majority in Canadian history.
Correct. And we just had a by-election in the riding of Durham, which had the largest spread, the largest differential between the Conservatives and the Liberals for the last 20 years, bearing in mind that the former leader of the Conservative Party, that was his riding until he stepped down. So a journalist came in and he got the largest spread in 20 years for Conservatives in that riding.
Right, so the Conservatives won that riding.
Abundantly, like almost two and a half votes to one, the Conservatives got compared to the Liberals.
Okay, so let me explain something for you and for our listeners to kind of understand. So the whole key to understanding something is that the communist conspiracy is trying to gain the stranglehold over the Western world.
Right.
To do that stranglehold, they have to have various things in place to enable that stranglehold. Number one, you can see the communist conspiracy inviting the Western world to a war, to instigate a World War III with Russia and obviously the other side of the world. But what you don't see is before this is all of Barack Obama's plan, which relates to specifically this war. Number one, selling the U.S. uranium to Russia. Right. Why? Because atomic weapons have a footprint. Every time they go off, it's traceable. Oh, this came from Montana. We know exactly where in the ground it came from. It came from Russia. It came from whatever.
Right.
The second thing he did, obviously, we talked about COVID, and we talked about all the vaccines, and we talked about stuff going on. So this is a multifaceted thing that he was doing to basically get this upper hand for the communist conspiracy over the Western world. Well, the whole Western world was basically asleep. Right. Now, this relates to Trudeau in great detail because the U.S. uranium cannot be shipped overseas directly. It has to go through Canada, and then it has to go through Europe, and then on to Russia and on to North Korea. So the Canadian Prime Minister is very important in this matter because
he can turn a blind eye to things passing through his country.
Right. So understand that in 2015, this has already been documented in the National Post, is that foreign entities paid a ton of money to, I guess, change the outcome of the 2015 election, specifically, I believe, in the Toronto and BC ridings.
Correct.
To get certain people, I think of Chinese descent,
correct,
into office.
Or the ones that were Chinese of, say, the Conservative Party, get them out of office.
Right. This then led to Trudeau being Prime Minister.
Yeah.
So before the uranium taps were just going to open, the floodgate was going to open, they purposely got Harper out of office. That way, they could put their own puppet in office.
Right.
The entire operation that's happening right now with the black, or I should say, with the investigation into influence in the election, actually goes back because, really, Barack Obama's puppet and the blackmail and everything that's happening is Trudeau.
Right.
Trudeau's presidency was orchestrated by Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
And very, very simple. We have to add one thing to that the audience has to understand. So the foreign influence and interference investigation in Canada, although now it has finally semi-taken off, the questions that they are allowed to ask are very weak and docile. It's not going to get any it's not a really true, fulsome investigation. And those who want to ask the tough questions are not being allowed to ask their questions.
Of course. And you look at the appointments, okay? Trudeau gets in office. As we've explained to our listeners, when a prime minister is elected, he's basically the queen. He's the monarch.
Yeah.
In the case of, you know, he's a king.
Yeah.
Trudeau's the queen, Ha ha ha. Funny joke. But anyways, he basically is allowed to do whatever he wants. So he then appoints an RCMP head. The RCMP head then can quash all these investigations into him and control whatever he wants.
Correct.
Right?
So he appoints everything. He appoints the governor general, which represents the monarch. He appoints the all the senators, which, you know, is our upper house. He appoints the senators, not all of them, but whenever they retire or there's an opening, he appoints all of the senators. Right now, I think it's 80% are his people.
Right.
So he can control the passage of laws in the upper house. He appoints judges. He appoints, so the Supreme Court, for example, and other judges, he appoints them. He appoints the RCMP, the head of the RCMP. He appoints the ethics commissioner, which investigate him ethically. And he's the only prime minister that's ever been charged under the ethics rules.
Yeah. And so he basically can walk away stone cold.
Yeah. It's
so what happens when Trudeau leaves office?
No one's going to investigate him.
You don't think so?
Well, it depends on who gets elected. I mean,
okay, so let's say Polyev gets elected. Let's pretend there's a changeover for very elected bureaucrats.
Well, that's the thing. You have to push out some of the bureaucrats.
So hypothetically, you would understand that their next move, if Trudeau is in office and Trudeau's presidency. Yeah. Trudeau being prime minister leads to basically Biden.
Yes.
If the investigations in Hunter Biden lead to Joe Biden and then Barack Obama himself, which
they
want to
keep
obviously
Trudeau in office.
They want to keep Trudeau
in office.
For sure,
100%.
So you understand that the communists are facing a decision to make. That is, they have to openly cheat to keep Joe Biden in office.
Right.
Or Trudeau in office, because once
or both. Yeah.
Because once there's a crack in the system, the whole truth is just going to pour out of the dam.
You're only as weak as your weakest link.
Think about this, what's happening right now. So we have detailed on this podcast for quite some time about how these original FISA warrants on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Patrick Ho, and everything that's happened covertly, that has been reported in the news, look it up, has led to basically this dam leaking. And it's fully leaking right now. Everyone, they're not in control of any information anymore.
Right.
And actually, there's two giant cracks, specifically Joe Biden and specifically Trudeau, which will take down this entire dam. So if you know this, the communist conspiracy's greatest asset is their ability to basically not be noticed, to control and manipulate outcomes, and to attack from within, and they do not want to expose themselves. So you can hypothetically now, once you understand that, you can reason and be like, okay, well, they have limited options now. So if Barack Obama was setting up this power structure changing war and it didn't work out, they have only a few options. They have literally four options they can do. Number one, they can accept defeat and let Donald Trump back in. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that's going to happen whatsoever.
Right,
because as soon as Donald Trump is back in, oh, I'm on the Howard-class submarines, the best weapon of war. If you guys want to do this world war, let's go ahead because I'm going to beat you.
Right.
Right? They don't want that. So, understand, they can kill President Trump.
Right.
But what's that going to do? That's going to accomplish nothing. It's just going to wake up everyone in America.
Oh, be a big
make
civil
everyone
war.
Hard right, everyone pissed off, and it's just going to lead to repercussions.
Yeah.
The third thing they can do is openly cheat the election.
Right.
And then they can keep Trudeau and they can keep Biden in power.
Right.
And they can go, okay, well, like, we won the election again. Like, I know it didn't make any sense. Like, it was conservatives the whole way and all of a sudden we won. But we won. And they can have all their plants saying, oh, you guys are crazy for thinking there's cheating. Joe Biden got 140 million votes.
Unbelievable.
No, but it's true, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because they have to keep Joe Biden in.
Yeah.
And the closer Joe Biden gets to being indicted, the more stupid he's acting.
Right. Okay.
And it's going to be to the point where it's just, you know what I mean?
But do you think that the momentum that Trump has going, the wind in his sails, there's a momentum behind Trump. Can they cheat enough to beat that momentum?
They will cheat enough. Like, whatever Trump gets, they're just going to pile on more votes. Like, we've already noticed that in the last election, their capability. Trump was basically, I went to bed, I was like, oh, Trump's got it.
Yeah.
Turn off the TV.
True.
And I woke up going, what?
Yeah.
Right?
They're still counting in Georgia and all these places.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, these are the last remaining options. The last option they have, which we didn't talk about, is they can accept their defeat.
But they never will.
But they never will,
no,
because we know they're greedy.
Of course.
So you can.
Well, this is do or die.
I can tell you right now. So they're either going to go for their war.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go for the greatest chance of victory. They're not going to go for the greatest chance of defeat.
Right.
Okay. So accepting Trump on the nuclear button is a huge defeat for them.
Right.
Because the U.S. military industrial complex has already warned the other side what's coming for them. Iran's going to be in deep, dark shit as soon as Trump gets back on the nuclear button. Vladimir is going to be like, well, I have to stop this Ukraine war because we're going to have Ohio-class submarines up our butt. There's no win for them.
Right.
So they either are going to do the war before Joe Biden leaves office, or they're going to cheat openly so brazenly and keep him in office to keep the truth completely
So which
washed.
One are you predicting?
There's only two. I'm predicting
The cheating.
Yeah. Because the cheating and is, I'm predicting is less the war. Than the war.
And I'm predicting the war.
and that's fine. Yeah. So if you look at the media, and I want everyone to focus on the media, okay? Focus really clearly on what we're talking about. If you watch the media the next few months, it's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah.
So my bet is that they are going to tell you openly that Joe Biden and Trudeau are doing a wonderful job. You'll notice that COVID came out as being just the flu now. They're going to make you completely forget about COVID, and they're going to turn the U.S. economy around because they have no choice to in the most dramatic way possible.
That makes
this
sense.
This is going to lead to basically them saying, look, Joe Biden is so wonderful, Trudeau is so wonderful, because they have no choice to but to keep them in their positions. Because as soon as they're removed, what's going to happen to them? It's going to be Pandora's box. We've been talking about Pandora's box for forever on this podcast, and we've been detailing this and making our predictions. The only thing we've been really wrong about has literally been the time frame. Mm-hmm. Things have taken a lot longer than we thought, and mm-hmm. this game of cat and mouse between the two sides has mm-hmm. taken much longer than we thought.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So it makes sense, though.
It absolutely makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. We just have to see what the next few months bring.
Yeah.
Right? But I do agree with you with the media. They are going to flip it around and
they're
try
gonna
to
forget about COVID totally.
They're going to forget COVID, and they're going to make everything seem as if it's really hunky-dory.
Goodness, the economy is so wonderful. The economy is roaring back to life. Yeah. All these jobs are going to fabricate the jobs reports.
Yeah,
going to,
of course.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, this is where you like take one of those videos and you said, hey, these guys have been predicting stuff for quite some time.
Right.
So what are their options here? Right? So once you understand that there's two sides in this war, right? Everyone blames there's a U.S. military-industrial complex. Okay, well, there's a U.S. hidden agenda. Well, okay, bozo, like you're the smart one. Like you picked the obvious one. What you don't understand is that there's another one, a communist conspiracy. Now, both sides, the communist conspiracy, have the U.S. half embedded, and we have plants and stuff that are working in with them too. Mm-hmm. And the two are so conglomerated together that it's very hard to see what this war is. But mm-hmm. ask yourself, like we've talked about so very many times, why is it that when you go on and you go on Google and you look up the Beirut bombing, there's pictures there that says, my government did this.
Right, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So why is the government in Lebanon quashing all these investigations into all the ammonium nitrate, which we talk about all the time on this podcast? And it's very simple. It wasn't destined for farmers. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going to fertilizer. Mm-hmm. They were already covertly preparing for an epic invasion of Israel when the U.S. was going to be down for the count during Hillary's presidency, where she was going to basically have her hands tied and walk the USA and the Western world to its death. And if you don't believe me, then why is Obama making a movie about it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right? So everything coincides with all these investigations. FISA was the start. FISA is the one that's on Hunter Biden. That's why he bought a gun. If you look at the time frame of all these things happening on the website, it'll make complete sense to you.
Sounds good to me.
Anyways, thank you for being part of the show. I love each and every one of you. We have so much content coming up, so many guests. It's going to be amazing.